it's Coyote. We just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my real to real. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get and still feel so alone and still feel related, like stations in some relay. You're not a, a hit and run driver, no, no, racing away. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. We saw a farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We rolled right past that tragedy till we turned into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. Locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and we're dancing close and slow. Now he's got a woman at home, he's got another woman down the hall. He seems to want me anyway. Why'd you have to get so drunk and lead me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes in those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms and peeking through keyholes and numbered doors where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. Regrets, coyote, I just get off up a ways. You just pick up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coyote's in the coffee shop, he's staring a hole in his scrambled legs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and eagles and tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spilling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the free.
Okay, then, we're back. It is 4:05 p.m. here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Andrew Fellows, and you're listening to Andromeda. And you just heard Coyote from Joni Mitchell from her. A little bit of a comeback album, Hejira, from 1976. And there we go. Well, unfortunately, we were going to have a special guest on today, a good friend of mine who is currently at Wellesley College. Aaliyah, unfortunately, could not connect today due to numerous technical issues, some of which were on my end, admittedly, but let's not go into that too much, because it's a wonderful autumn afternoon, and we're going to enjoy some wonderful tunes chosen not only by me, some softer things today, no hard rock, nothing crazy today. We'll be saving that for next week's Halloween special show. Very, very excited for that. For that endeavor. Well then, we'll hear a couple of PSAs today because we were going to have more than one, because I usually give guests a chance to read one of the PSAs, so we'll have a lot of PSA action today, and we'll have a lot of, more importantly, music. I get a little bit too excited about those PSAs though, but stay tuned. For now, let's hear something from the Woman Believer. The band called Woman Believer, and this is a song called Maybe, here on Andromeda.
Maybe I just want to be on trial in my own fantasy. Maybe I just like to feel afraid.
Only that moment would Aceitar o ar.
try to.
And we're back again, having just heard a few lovely tunes. Most recently, Biba Doobie with If You Want To from Patched Up. Man, Biba Doobie, that really a case of her worst song being the most popular. Really, really such a tragic case of that phenomenon. If you know anything about her rise to fame, it was mostly through a viral song that found its way through TikTok and a lot of other social media. And it's sort of notorious for being very, grating and a little bit annoying, but the rest of her discography is pretty great, pretty wonderful. So definitely encourage checking that out if you've been a little bit disillusioned by whatever that coffee for your head song is that I seem to always hear at the worst time. And then before that was Sina by Javan, a classic of Brazilian soft rock from 1982 off his album Lutz. And then before that we heard Maybe from the Women Believers off of their Dunzo EP from 2018. And that Biba Doobie song was also from 2018. All right, well, now is about the time where I'm gonna venture into the first PSA. And this one's about organ donation. Very, very fun, very essential thing. So there's been a persistent shortage for donor organs and organ donors, however you want to call it. Looking at this chart on the page, it says that there are 76,000 people on the transplant waiting list for kidney donations. And following that is liver with 16,000 and heart, pancreas, lung, etc., etc. There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the United States, 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right then. Very essential message there from the folks at Organs Incorporated. So, if you got a spare kidney, hand it over. Anyway, this is Abandoned Pools with The Remedy on WMFO.
Yeah. 우리 와 너를 기나가라 우감 데 그를 것도 많아 나가 이 우유와 고의 대사이다 아탈라지 하루 너희 따뜻한 가사와 네 시카라 후기하게 된 미도리 네 소말루 기히 너무 레와 일세이 네 힐로 하나 둘가와너 세세라기니 미미워 유단해 데미타라
Alright then, welcome, welcome, welcome back. We just heard a delightful little song from Martyr. And what is that song's name? That song's name is Mori no Kotoba from his album Songs of Four Seasons. Some Japanese jazzy funk there, a little bit of R&B soul flavor in there as well. And before that, a little bit of a more intense upbeat song, The Remedy, from 2000s emo rock band Abandoned Pools. All right. Well, shall we do our poem now? I think we should do our poem now. And today, I have prepared a recording of Dylan Thomas reading one of his lovely autumn poems, and following that, a song called Dylan Thomas, which I hope you will enjoy equally. All right, now, this is Dylan Thomas with Poem in October on WMFO. Here we go.
It was my 30th year to heaven, woke to my hearing from harbor and neighbor wood, and the mussel pooled and the heron priested shore. The morning beckon with water praying and call of seagull and rook, and the knock of sailing boats on the net-webbed wall. Myself to set foot that second in the still sleeping town and set forth. My birthday began with the water birds and the birds of the winged trees flying my name above the farms and the white horses. And I rose in rainy autumn and walked abroad in a shower of all my days. High tide and the heron dived when I took the road over the border, and the gates of the town closed as the town awoke. A spring full of larks in a rolling cloud, and the roadside bushes brimming with whistling blackbirds, and the sun of October summery on the hill's shoulder. Here where fond climates and sweet singers suddenly come in the morning where I wandered and listened to the rain-ringing wind blow cold in the wood far away under me. Pale rain over the dwindling harbor, and over the sea-wet church the size of a snail with its horns through mist and the castle brown as ours. But all the gardens of spring and summer were blooming in the tall tales beyond the border and under the lark-full cloud. There could I marvel my birthday away, but the weather turned around. It turned away from the blithe country, and down the other air and the blue-altered sky streamed again a wonder of summer with apples, pears, and red currants. And I saw in the turning so clearly a child's forgotten mornings when he walked with his mother through the parables of sunlight and the legends of the green chapels and the twice-told fields of infancy. That his tears burned my cheeks and his heart moved in mine. These were the woods, the river and sea, where a boy in the listening summertime of the dead whispered the truth of his joy to the trees and the stones and the fish in the tide. And the mystery sang alive still in the water and singing birds. And there could I marvel my birthday away, but the weather turned around. And the true joy of the long dead child sang burning in the sun. It was my 30th year to heaven, stood there then in the summer noon, though the town below lay leaved with October blood. Oh, may my heart's truth still be sung on this high hill in a year's turning.
It was quiet early one morning, hit me with that warning. I went
All right. Lovely. You just heard Better Oblivion Community Center, aka Phoebe Bridgers and Connor Oberst, with their song Dylan Thomas from their, let's see, what year was that? 2019 album, self-titled album. And before that, we heard a poem by Dylan Thomas, read by Dylan Thomas. I think that's enough Dylan Thomas-related material for perhaps the entire year. So, hope you enjoyed all of that. And there we have it. We'll get into some more underground things, a few more breaking through artists. I don't know what to call them. Up-and-coming artists, there's the word. We'll hear a few just things I've been sent and things that I've come across in my musical travels. And albums from small artists that I've really been digging lately. So here's one from Maryland singer-songwriter Lou from her new album, Seven Corners. This is In My Head.
Me.
All right, folks. We just heard a couple of underappreciated songs. That was Heading Home from Sawmill, who I believe is from Sydney, Australia. Someone I've been getting into lately. And also from Lou, a singer-songwriter from Maryland, with In My Head. Both very new and up-and-coming artists. Definitely show them some love on Bandcamp or other means if you can. It's a difficult time in the world for emerging artists, especially people who rely on gigs and performances and things like that. So there's my little mini PSA on that. All right, then. Well, it is 10 minutes to the end of the hour. Time for one more song, let's say, and then we'll say goodbye at around 4:56 or so. This one's a song that I really associate with the end of summer, the beginning of autumn, which, you know, was a little while ago for us up here in Boston, Massachusetts, but I've been longing to play this for a while. Lovely, lovely song. Kind of a proggy, alternative rock piece, and definitely a staple of the neo-prog movement or genre in music. This is Porcupine Tree, legendary English band Stephen Wilson and Company with Trains.
Drawing sad and much spite under the blind. Shiny and contoured, the railway winds. And I've heard this sound from my cousin's bed, the hiss of the train at the railway head. Oh, is the summer's asleep in a way?
Yeah.
All right then. Wasn't that wonderful? I love that song so much. That might be the greatest prog rock song since the 70s. That's Trains from Porcupine Tree off of In Absentia from, when's that from? 2002. Great year. Great year. And that about concludes our show for today. It's been a pleasure to share this hour with all of you and discover some new music together. And next week, excitingly, will be the Halloween show. We'll be welcoming some heavier material, some metal, some hard rock, so be prepared for that next week, same time, same place. And with regards to my guest, who sadly was not able to make it today, we will have her on sometime in November, possibly for a pre-recorded show, possibly for an in-person show. We will see, but she will be back. We will have more guests as well, hopefully, throughout the year. At some point in person, who knows? Maybe that's a little bit too optimistic, but we can dream. We can dream. All right. Well, it's 4:58 here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Andrew. This has been Andromeda. And let's close it out with some Leon LaHavas from her new album, her self-titled new album. And this is Green Papaya. So, have a great rest of your weekend, have a great week, and see you next week for Halloween.
This place I don't know.